the poop. So you got all that skin that comes out, you see? All the skin comes out. You put it in hot water, and you take all the skin out, and then you can, and you're good. Well, we used to, my mother was crazy about it. Put plenty of salt and pepper on there and roast it. Chicken stew, chicken gumbo.
Okay, how do you make that? Can you tell me?
Oh, they make a chicken gumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you make the roux first with brown. You put about a half a cup of cooking oil. Then you add your flour, as much flour as you want, because you don't want to make it too thick. You want to make it just, well, yeah, that's all I can put it. I'll make it just the way I have to make it, light. Then you stir it and stir it and stir it until it comes dark enough to make your gumbo.
Yeah.
And you put your onion first. Then you let your onion fry a little bit. Then you add your salt meat. Put your salt meat in there.
Salt meat, what part of it?
Any kind. I just go there and buy a piece of salt meat. As long as it's meat, that there's not too much fat, I buy it.
Okay.
So then I cut it by pieces, all by pieces, and then I put that with my onion. Now that's going to fry good. Then I add my chicken to it. Then on the side, I have my oysters boiling in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I fry it, and my chicken comes to the grease that it's dry, it's frying good. Then I put some Vienna sausage and smoked sausage in it. Then it's still boiling, my water's still boiling with my oysters. And this is all done, cooked, fried good, and I add up that with my oysters.
Do you ever put any vegetables?
Oh, no, not in gumbo. Vegetable goes only in soup, the meat. Now, you can make a chicken stew, you can put potatoes in it, and you can put carrots in it. That goes with it. Many times I made a chicken stew. Now, chicken stew is not the same thing as a gumbo, because gumbo is light roux, and chicken stew is thick roux. So, it's not the same. But you can put some potatoes in it, and you can put some carrots in it. Which is very good.
What kind of potatoes?
Irish potatoes. Mm-hmm. No,
white potatoes?
Yeah, whatever. Now, there's some people that will make a chicken gumbo and they will drop some egg in that gumbo. But I don't eat that. Oh, no. I went to a friend of mine one time and she asked me to go eat gumbo. I didn't know what to tell her, so I told her that I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it. I wasn't hungry to eat.
You said you didn't care.
I didn't care to eat because I wasn't hungry. I said, it's too late for me to eat now. I'll take a cup of coffee. And I drank a cup of coffee when I saw those eggs. And I was ready to eat, but when I saw those eggs, I couldn't. Now, and she didn't fear them or anything. First thing, she's dead right now, that woman I'm talking about. She put them just, and then some of them, no, they take them, they peel them. After they boil, they peel them, and then they let them drop in that gumbo. Well, I think it's just waste of egg because I don't think egg goes in a gumbo. I don't think it goes there. It's enough with the chicken. But I don't see why they want to do that.
Yeah. Do they ever put any vegetables in gumbo?
Mm-mm. They put parsley, celery. I mean, they don't put that. That's supposed to go in there.
Yeah.
But I'm allergic to celery, so I can't put celery in nothing. But like, you see the gumbo, you can put garlic. You see that potted garlic there? You can put parsley. But I don't think celery goes in gumbo. For me, celery is good for like a potato salad, but not for gumbo. For me, it's not ever that cooks alive. And I don't think nobody can cook a gumbo better than I can. They can make it, but not better. So,
yeah.
That's it.
Or some people might, what makes a gumbo real sticky? Some people might put...
Well, if it's sticky, that's what I said, they make it Okra, they got okra. And some people make okra gumbo, and they still put that filet in it. That makes it thick, but I don't.
You don't put filet?
I put filet in my chicken gumbo, but not in okra. It's plenty enough. I don't, but some of them does. A lot of people do, but not me.
Now, the part of the hog that you might take and stuff sausage in,